name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I suppose that we have the three kings to blame for the giving of gifts at Christmas. It probably started as a simple gesture in the 19th century. Now the giving of gifts so overshadows Christmas that we cannot dissociate Christmas from shopping. The three wise men have a lot to answer for. Of course, we shouldn't really blame them. I'm sure they would have no idea of the influence of their example some 2,000 years later. Like any of us, they did what they thought was right, and they did it to the best of their ability. They came to worship. Having done so, they returned home, not knowing the consequences of their devotion. And that's how it is for us too. We do things and never know the end result, like giving to charity or comforting someone in trouble. And it is even more so with things that we say. The effect of our words remains hidden from us. A word of encouragement was so valued, but we never knew it. I have heard many stories of people wishing they had expressed their gratitude and their appreciation, but they lost the opportunity. Another lesson for us from the three magi is that sometimes we think that we just stumble along trying to do the best we can. But we forget that God uses us and makes what we do into something important and beautiful, something full of grace, in fact. We don't often realise that, but we only need to look at Blessed Mary to see what God can do with us. Despite the glorious costumes of the Magi and the importance of their position and their wisdom, they really are just like us. For example, they are not quite sure of where they are going. Their journey is based on science and wisdom, but it depends on simply following a star. And they do the right thing. They call on King Herod. This is the proper thing to do. And he knows less than they do about this promised child. And he expresses what seems to be interest. Did they see through his fear and perhaps his jealousy? Did they suspect that he had less than honourable intentions? We don't find that sort of discernment easy, so why would they? But in a dream, God warned them not to report back to Herod. Or maybe it wasn't a dream, maybe it was just a hunch. We have hunches, sometimes we act on them. They did. No matter, they went home another way and never told Herod the great news. You see, they followed God's hint, and so did the best thing they could ever do for this child. They saved his life. Let us not be afraid to take their example and follow God's hints in our daily life. But what about these three gifts that we are reminded of? We sing of the gifts in hymns, the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh, and we know they reveal some truths about this Christ child. But did the Magi know? Did they understand the meaning of the gifts, or was it just the best thing they had to offer? When they presented the gold, did they know that the kingship of Christ would be challenged 2,000 years later, and not just, for instance, by Muslim terrorists, but by Western society whose worship of materialism is shown by extravagance in Christmas gifts, such as they echoed all those years ago. And when they presented the frankincense, did they know that this Son of God would be worshipped as the Christ, but that the human heart would still find other idols to worship and to bow down before? And when they presented the myrrh, did they have any idea that this divine King and Son of God would have to die on a cross in order to save the world from sin and evil? And finally, without these three mysterious, wise kings, these magi, there is something missing from the Christmas creche. On Christmas Day, the message to the shepherds was, "This day is born our Saviour, Christ the Lord." But without the three wise men, what do we see in terms of a Saviour? The scene is of a devout Jewish family and local shepherds. Whose Lord is he? Whose Saviour? Just in that scene, the Christ is the Christ of God's chosen people, fulfilling the prophecy that out of God's chosen people would come the Saviour. But they only saw it as their Saviour, the Saviour of the chosen. Without the three kings, that's what he is, Saviour only of God's chosen people. The three kings proclaim that the Christ is Saviour of all peoples, of every nation, every race, every type of person, that he is Saviour of the whole world. And it's true, because if Jesus is not Saviour of the world and Lord of all, then he is Lord of nothing. But he is Lord of all. And as we come together to worship him with the wise men in the Eucharist, we know that in this holy sacrament, the Lord of all and Word of God is once again made flesh and dwells amongst us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.